For more on this story, we're joined now by Joel Seligman. He is a historian of the Securities and Exchange Commission. He's also president of the University of Rochester. Thank you for joining us. And we'll start off with the obvious question. How come the SEC didn't see this coming?
We don't know yet. Clearly, they were caught flat-footed. You can infer that by reading the complaint they filed late last week. But what is of greatest concern is really not just this case alone, but looking at a pattern of cases, including those involving Bear Stearns and other major firms, where the quality of their examination and review and deterrence seems to have been less than we've historically come to expect of the commission.
We'll get to those other investigations in a moment. First of all, if we could just stick with Mr. Madoff's brokerage firm. Apparently, there were warnings made from outside whistleblowers that the SEC looked into his brokerage at least twice. What was the result of those investigations?
Well, we know that he proceeded with business as usual. And again, it's newspaper accounts and what we've seen so far may end up being just part of a much more complex story. But when you deal with a fraud of this magnitude, when you deal with so many people on the street or in Greenwich who were skeptical of what was going on, the question as to whether or not the SEC should have dug in looked a lot harder, looked a lot earlier. And unfortunately, again, it's not just limited to Mr. Madoff. We've seen a pattern of instances where the commission's enforcement rigor in recent years doesn't seem what we've come to expect.
And why do you think that is?
Number one, you've had Congress, which has in effect told the SEC that in many instances they want to trust the market. They're not going to subject, for example, hedge funds or investment bank holding companies or credit default swaps to the regulatory net. Number two, you've had instances where SEC commissioners have clearly attempted to change the nature of the traditional rigor of SEC enforcement, been more concerned, in effect, about not being too tough on businesses in the industry. An enforcement agency is a culture, and you've got to have a culture at an agency like the SEC, which is based upon the principle, no fear, no favor. We look at everyone rigorously. We trust, but we verify. And there was apparently too much trust and too little verification in too many instances, and it's deeply troublesome.
You mentioned no fear, no favor. We should note that Bernard Madoff was formerly a chairman of the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, that the SEC actually went to him for his advice. Is there any sense at all that maybe some personal politics was at play here?
So far, there's no basis for that. He clearly was respected in the securities industry. He, as you noted, has been on advisory committees of the SEC, including one I chaired some years ago. But having said that, when you're involved in examination and review at the commission, you start with the same rigor, regardless of it's a large firm or small, regardless of whether it's in New York or in Oklahoma. You've got to proceed with the notion that investor protection requires the highest possible ethical and legal standards.
You mentioned you were on a panel together. Does this news about Bernard Madoff surprise you personally?
Yes. What we've seen in the last several months in so many ways in the financial meltdown is going to take a long time to digest. This was not the world of finance any of us expected.
Joel Seligman is an SEC historian and president of the University of Rochester in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.